And in scriptures, we find all kinds of references to animals. Solomon directed the sluggard to consider the hard-working ant. Jesus said, consider the birds of the air, the lilies of the field. And I'm going to tell you to look at geese. Look at some geese. Consider the geese and what they do, how they act. There's a lot that we can learn from geese. Geese practice synergy. When each goose, it starts to fly and they flap their wings, it produces that updraft for the goose following it to achieve a 71% greater flying range than if the birds flew alone. And if you'll look at it, and from a hunter's standpoint, I see it so often, when geese or ducks, if they come in that V, boy, they're moving. They are coasting. 100 miles an hour. One comes in by itself, flying into the wind. It's doing everything it can to do to move. It just sits looks like it's a balloon floating across the sky. It just moves so slow. But when they're all together, they fly together. They fly so much faster. Synergy is doing when two things work together to accomplish a task that one of them couldn't do by itself. Hydrogen and oxygen get together and they make water. By itself, hydrogen is just hydrogen. It'll never produce you anything to drink. Oxygen is just oxygen. It's just air you breathe. By itself, it'll never give you anything to drink. But when you put those two compounds, those two elements together, you get a compound of water. And that water can give you something to drink, something to replenish yourself with. Jesus sent people out in twos. In Mark chapter 6, verse 7, and in Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face in every city and place where he himself was about to go. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. He tells us three. Stranded cord is not easily broken. When it comes to marriage, we get married. There's two people now that has become one. Two people are so much stronger together, they can accomplish so much more than just that one individual by itself. Do we take full advantage of working together and being together and us being together? Individually, we cannot accomplish certain tasks, but together, we can accomplish things that we couldn't by ourselves. We need to be like geese and practice that synergy. Geese benefit from mutual edification. You'll watch geese and they'll fly, and they'll be flying in that V. And every that now and then, one of them decides that he might be tired of being behind the other one. So he's going to try to pass. But when that goose tries to pass, he feels all that wind that was being blocked by all the other ones. And he said, well, I'm going to get right back in line here. You'll see that in racing. NASCAR, they'll be driving one car right behind the other. He'll wait on his time, wait on his turn, and all right, now I'm going to try it. Well, when he gets out of that draft and he gets over there all by himself, he finds out how quick he might say, well, I'm going to go ahead and save some more gas a little bit longer. Coast on behind him. Make it a little bit further. Mutually, they build each other up. It gets back into that goose that's behind it. They follow in line because they know how hard it is to make it out on their own. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12 tells, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily. While it is still called today, lest any of you should be hardened through the deceitfulness of your sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Exhort one another daily. Build one another up each and every day. You know, we can start by building up one another while we're here. While we come together in this building. Do we do everything that we can do to build each other up? To help one another out while we're here in this building? Do we do that? That would be 3 times a week. He tells us in this passage to do it each day. To build one another up daily. Are we doing everything that we need to do here? Here and now. To grow into building up one another daily? Or are we just kind of, I'm here, I'm going to do my thing, I'm going to get out. I'm in and out. I'm gone. Do we come here often to help build one another up? Geese are called a skein in flight when they're flying. They're called a gaggle while they're on the ground. And we are a church. When we're all together, we're a church. We're building each other up the way that we ought to build each other up. Or we're neglecting the church that Christ has supplied to us. And what we can do as that church. Geese, they share the burden. They don't go it alone. When that one goes in front, he finally gets wore out to where I can't do any more. He's going to kind of slide on toward the back. And another goose will come up into the front and take his place. You'll see that in these people that ride the bicycles across the county in the Tour de Limestone. They go out and they, you know, yeah, you got it, didn't you? And they go out and they'll be riding in line, and then finally that one in front, he's done gone the last 10 miles. I can't lead everybody anymore. Because he's doing the same thing as them geese do. Is he's taking all the wind. That's why they hunker up like this when they ride down the road. They're trying to reduce that aerodynamic field. Reduce the amount of air that they're taking on. They'll hide right behind. Yeah, drag. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a good amen. And so they ride behind that. And then finally he said, I've got all I can handle. So he starts sliding back. And one comes up and he'll just ease over to the left, and all of them will go past him. He'll slide right in behind them. Because they help each other out. They don't make the one person carry the burden alone. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16 says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to every effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth for the body and edifying of itself in love. You know, we're individual parts. And there's some things that I can't do that you can. And although I may not be able to teach a class very well, you know, Robert can. He'll fill in that slack. And although I may not be able to lead singing, we have brethren who will lead singing. And they will take up that slack. And by that, and by doing the things and moving about and filling in for one another, we help share the burden. I may not can support someone in a time of crisis, in a time of a loss of one like someone else can. But they pull up that slack for me. Because I'm not as good at it. I'm just simply not as good at it. I can work on it and I can try to get better. But that's the beauty of having a church being together, is that we can fulfill where one lacks. They can take up the slack where I can't do it. They have the ability as a church that when we get together, we can make sure that one doesn't get burned out from doing all the work. We can help out. Well, sometimes I hear people say, I'm getting burned out on what I'm doing. I've done all I can do. I'm done. I'm getting out. Well, have they made themselves available for help? You know, that's something I think about a lot of times is we're so quick to pass judgment on somebody. Well, nobody ever talks to me. Nobody ever does anything for me. Nobody ever helps me out. Well, you making yourself one who could be helped out? Do you spend time with your brothers and sisters and get to know them, and so I know you and you know me and know where I can fill in your slack, where I can help you out? Or is it, I came in, I sat down, I got up, I left? Subway used to do a buy 10, 6 inches, and you get one free. And you know, you'd go in there, and that's what your goal was, is you wanted to get those 10 punches so you could get the free one. And sometimes that's exactly what some individual's mentality is toward church. Is I just want to come in and just fill up all my punches so at the end of it I can get that free reward that is heaven. But that's all I'm willing to do, is all I want to do is just get it punched. I just want to get that stamped. I just want to get the sticker. I just want to get credit for being here. I don't want to do anything else. Are we doing what we ought to do as Christians and building one another up, sharing the burden, sharing the load? Are we like geese? Geese encourage those who lead. I tell you what, I really love goose season. First September 1st, they have the resident goose in North Alabama. And it's just kind of like, all right, you know, I ain't got to go after anything since January 31st. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to get this started. So you're excited. You're amped up. And so you get to go out and you get to find these geese and you'll look out and you'll find them in a field or you'll find them at a pond. They've been going to the same place. Man, they're like clockwork. At 9:15 every day, they hit this pond. And you can predict them and you can line them out and you figure out where they're going to go. So you'll get out there an hour or so earlier than what they've been there. You might throw out a couple of decoys, you might not. But you're sitting there and you're waiting, or you're lying and waiting in anticipation for what's coming. And I've never, in 10 years of chasing waterfowl, I've never been snuck up on by a goose. Not one time. Been deer hunting, got snuck up on by a deer. A duck every now and then, he'll swoop in on you, he'll be gone. A dove will do the same thing. Never been snuck up on by a goose, not one time. Loud animals. It'll be quiet, pristine, clear morning, almost no wind. And you'll hear off in the distance, you'll hear that, clunk, 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 clunk. And you just, all right, here they come, here they come, here they come. Or you'll look at each other and go, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. You ready? Yeah, I'm ready. And then it'll sound just the same distance away. And say, man, it's almost like they ain't getting any closer. He said, yeah, I think it's that donkey about 3 fields over in that goat field. But you're ready. You hear those geese, and those geese are honking, and they're clucking, and they're carrying on because they're encouraging one another. They're carrying on each other. They're telling each other, yeah, you keep going. You keep doing it. You keep going. You've got this. You're doing a great job. Don't stop. Keep going. We're trying to get south where it's going to be warm. Y'all just keep going. They're not complaining about what's going on. They're not complaining about the one in front carrying the brunt of the load. He's blocking all the wind off for us. They're not complaining about that. Rather, they're encouraging him to keep on going. Because I need you to keep going so we can, as a flock, keep going together. Do we use our honks, our words, to encourage one another, or do we use it to tear each other down? Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 tells us, Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Are we saying what we ought to say to encourage one another, to build one another up, to encourage one another like geese do? My daddy's number one phrase, I think, that he told me growing up was, if you can't say nothing nice, you just don't say anything. That's what you need to do. I spent a lot of time being quiet. I did. But we have to use our words that God has given us to impart grace and to build one another up. It's hard sometimes. It's difficult. It's a rough life. There's some bad people out there. There's going to be some times where it's just, I'm the only one trying to do what's right. Where are we as brothers and sisters as far as encouraging that one out in front who's taking on the blood of the Lord, who's going through a tough time? Where are we as other Christians to encourage them? Are we like geese telling them to keep on keeping on? Y'all keep going. Y'all keep going. You can do it. Endure. Make it to the end. Or are we just in the background, way back, quiet and uncaring? Can we encourage those who lead, those others around us? Talking about encouraging one another. There's a story of two men who were in the hospital. And those two men were laying in the hospital room together, and one had the window bed, and the other, you know, he was off over by the door. Every day, the one over by the door looked forward to the time where the man by the window would sit up, and he would sit up to let that fluid drain off his lungs for about an hour. He would sit up. The nurses would raise him up, and as he sat up, he would tell the other man what was out the window. He said, well, it's overlooking this beautiful park. And in this park, there's young lovers walking arm in arm. There's ducks out in the pond. And there's little children coming and bringing bread to feed the ducks. And one day there was a parade that went by the window. And he said, there's a parade coming through. And he said, yeah, I can hear the band. Well, lo and behold, the time came, and the man by the window, he breathed his last breath, and he died. And the nurse came in and found him dead, and they called for help to move him out, and they moved him out of the room. And the guy by the door, you know, he was waiting for his appropriate time, and he said, if you don't mind, I would really like to move next to the window. So the nurse said, well, that's no problem. We'll roll you over here next to the window. So she rolled him over next to the window. And he said, could you think you could work it in to where I could be set up every day and look out the window just like my friend had looked out the window? And she said, do what? He said, well, every day when you would come in for him to set up to drain the fluid off his lungs, he would tell me what was out the window. She said, he would tell you what he saw out the window? He said, yeah, every day. She said, well, he was blind. He was blind. He couldn't see what was out the window. She said, all he was doing was encouraging you that there's something better out there waiting on you, so you didn't get down. So you didn't get in the dump about where you were being in this hospital. All he was doing, whatever he could do to build you up, to encourage you, to keep you going. What are we doing to encourage each other and keep each other going? The geese care for each other. Now they'll do whatever it takes to stick together. If one gets wounded, if one gets hurt, if one gets tired, couple more geese will fall out of formation, and they'll go down there and they'll stay with it. And they'll hang out with it. And they'll stay with it until it's able to fly off again. Because they're not going to leave someone behind. They're not going to leave it there and just keep on going and not ever know whether it made it or not. They'll stay with it, and if it dies at that time, they'll go on about their way. But they're not going to just move on not knowing what's going to happen. Because they care. Because they are concerned about one another and what happens to one another. Do we care for one another in difficult times? In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Not only is it something we should do, but it's something we ought to do. Sometimes it's just so easy just to go on our way and get on with our life because it really doesn't concern me directly. It's really not affecting me directly. But if we're going to be what we ought to be as Christians, we're going to be like geese and we're going to care for one another. So I end with the question of, are you better than geese? Are you at least doing what geese do? Well, them geese are sometimes just, when you're pursuing them, they just seem like they're not real smart animals sometimes. They'll just come in no matter what. And I would beg to say that I would want to be better than a goose. So are you better than a goose? These are the lessons from geese. What are you doing to make yourself like a goose? To make yourself what Christ would have you to be? You have an opportunity to become a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you have the opportunity to come back to Christ. We're here as a flock. We'll wait on you. We'll carry with you. We will build you up. Help you in any way that we could. And if you need to make your life right with Christ, you can do so as we stand and as we sing.